Thank you for joining us for another edition of Around Montgomery County. Today's guest, Frank Watson, the longtime state senator reflecting on the life of former Governor Jim Thompson, who passed away last week at the age of 84. All right, Senator, now you had a career that almost your entire career fit under the Thompson era. I know you had a couple of years before you entered the Illinois House. It was an interesting time. As I look through the history books, Paul Powell, Otto Kerner, I know we have a very cynical time right now with what happened with Blagojevich. Certainly some questions about Speaker Madigan. The cynicism in Illinois mixed with, you know, you could probably mix in the flavor and influence of Watergate at the national level on a nightly basis with the news. Jim Thompson, when he walked into the Capitol and when he took the oath of office the first time, there was a pretty cynical atmosphere, from what I understand, in the state of Illinois.
Well, there was. And the thing about people that don't remember was that when Jim Thompson ran for governor in 1976, I was a Bond County coordinator for Thompson. That's how I really got started in politics and in Illinois and state politics. Was in 76, and I was a coordinator for Jim Thompson. But he ran against the most popular Secretary of State at that time, Democrat Michael Hallett. Nobody gave Thompson much of a chance. He was kind of a nobody from Chicago, a U.S. attorney who had done well, obviously, and had a name for himself up north. But down here, nobody really knew him. So for him to enter that race and get involved as he did and win was kind of remarkable.
I had a great story from Deanna DiMuzio. You talk about humility and soaking up knowledge like a sponge. She told me about the story where, you know, Big Jim's still kind of the Chicago lawyer figuring out this whole political thing. I mean, we remember him working a room and having that larger-than-life personality to match his height. But yeah, she talked about the time he didn't know what to do at a parade there in Jerseyville, and she's watching Vince work a crowd. He was a quick learner on the political side of things.
He certainly was. When he came to, I mean, Jersey County, okay, that's Carlinville, Jerseyville. He came to Bond County, and he wore a bandana, a red bandana around his neck. And then he, as I said, I was a coordinator for him, and so I was kind of working with the crowd with him, and I couldn't believe the way the guy interacted with people. And no one expected that from somebody from Chicago. And especially, he was very intimidating because, as you said, he was 6'6". People just didn't know quite what to expect. They didn't know if this is really what this guy's all about? And he proved himself to be an excellent politician. I mean, he was maybe the best. I always said he loved parades. He loved to be involved with people. And that was one of his signature accomplishments, obviously, to get elected.
Well, I tend to romanticize the era in Congress when you had the Inouyes, the McGoverns, the Bob Doles, people who sacrificed, people who bled for this country, and the last thing they were going to do is do something to hurt this country. And I think of that atmosphere, and I don't know if that, I imagine there was some element of that too in the General Assembly when you first started, but I look back to that era, and again, I was a kid, but you know, hearing stories and what I saw, it seemed like there was a much different atmosphere than you have today.
Well, much different. One thing that Jim Thompson had to do is he had to work with Phil Rock, who was a Democrat president of the Senate, and Michael Madigan, who was a Speaker of the House. Both of them Democrats, both of them from Chicago. And they had different ideas and different opinions and different philosophies about what should be done. But Jim Thompson got a lot of things done in Illinois and had to work with the Democrats. And there was compromise. And it was this kind of situation where a give and take. It wasn't always what you wanted, but it was what the group wanted, you know, the overall group. And I didn't always agree with him. In fact, there was some issues that we went toe-to-toe with on some things. And I was wrong on some, and I thought he was wrong on others. Yeah, but Jim Thompson was able to work with people across the aisle, and that was part of the big success of his administration.
The thing I find interesting with that larger-than-life personality and how he enjoyed the state fair, how he enjoyed working the crowds, a lot of those guys, as we saw with, well, let's say Rod Blagojevich, they like the rallies, they like the noise, they like people speculating on where they're going next, and they don't like the nuts and bolts of administering government as much. I can remember Blagojevich didn't fill boards and commissions. That's busy work. You know, Jim Thompson, I guess, was the equivalent of baseball's five-tool player. He liked the mechanics of politics and working on how the sausage is made as much as he was dealing with the people.
That was very good. Five-tool player and how sausage is made. That was good. That was very good.
I'm lonely. I have time for these analogies.
But really, when you think about it, and you look back on his administration, I mean, that was what he was all about. He was a five-tool player. He could do everything, and he knew how sausage is made. You know, it's not something you want to watch necessarily, but he got it done. And so that's a pretty good analogy. That's good. But, you know, the thing about Jim Thompson is he went everywhere. I mean, it didn't matter. You know, we've seen current governors just, you know, hunker down, so to speak. That's a terminology up today. Hunker down in Chicago and never really venture out much. That was not the Jim Thompson way. He got out. He got around. He was always available and concerned, and he met people like nobody else. I mean, he could enter a room and the aura of the fact that he was 6'6". And he was very, as I mentioned it before, intimidating factor that coming into the room. But just handled himself in a manner that which people just accepted him very, very quickly.
Well, I know the governor came into office at a difficult time, a time of recession, a time of runaway inflation, a time where the blue collar jobs were just under assault in this country, and certainly in the middle of the country. He seemed to find a balance of talking about the tough subjects and taking on the tough subjects, but without saying, oh boy, it's terrible to be in Illinois right now. And I think sometimes, I think maybe for some people, when you talk to them, where the rounder message in his time, it almost got to be to the point where there was just a cloud of doom and gloom. And I know some people still talk about Illinois in a very negative context and talk about moving out. But Governor Thompson seemed to address the ills of the time and yet also was a cheerleader by the same token for the state.
Well, he was very much a cheerleader. His Department of, let's see, what was it called? Economic and
It's hard to keep up with all of them, isn't what? It?
Yeah, that's right. They changed from year to year.
Like your mortgage.
Like DECA. It was the Department of Economic Development Association. I get, anyway, that they were the economic development arm of the state government, and Thompson put a big emphasis on that. The whole Build Illinois, if you remember that or not, but the whole Build Illinois was to build the infrastructure of Illinois back to a point where we could be competitive with other states. I mean, we're located in the Midwest. We're a good education state. There's a lot of positives about Illinois, and Thompson wanted to emphasize that. And his whole effort on the Build Illinois and bringing businesses to Illinois and attracting businesses and trying to be, you know, persuasive. And he was on the phone constantly with corporate CEOs trying to bring them to Illinois. So that was one of his big pluses. And you hear today, you're right, you hear today all the people talking about leaving, and that's obviously not good. And it's quite the contrary to what Jim Thompson was all about during his years.
What struck you as as the biggest strength of him as a governor, where he really knew how to work a room. I mean, the effort to keep the White Sox in Illinois was certainly legendary.
As I look on Facebook and I see all the tributes to him and there are people talking about the issues that were critical to him, the one issue that's kind of comes to the top is the White Sox Stadium. Now, I voted no on that, and that was a bad vote. And the reason I say that is, and I told him after several years, after he'd gotten out of office, I told him I should have supported that, because it wasn't an issue of which we as downstaters paid for. It was all going to be paid for by residents of Chicago on a hotel tax, and that, so it should have, and to let the White Sox leave and go to St. Petersburg would have been criminal. So that was one issue that I was wrong. He was right. Another issue that I talked about, he called me in. See, he came to my district when I was running, and that was back when there was three representatives elected out of four. So, you know, that you ran against a Republican kind of in your district, or a Democrat, depending. And so the Republican in this area was a guy named Dwight Frederick. And Dwight and Jim Thompson didn't necessarily get along. So he came down here in 78 and helped me a lot. And so he kind of thought, well, this guy owes me. And so ERA comes up, the Equal Rights Amendment. And he was for it. I was against it. And he called me into his office, and we had quite a discussion about it. And I told him, I said, when I left the office, I told him, I said, you don't elect me. The people of my district do, and that they don't like support the Equal Rights Amendment, and neither do I, and for different reasons, but to me it was obvious reasons. And so we had our differences, and sometimes he was right, like the White Sox Stadium, and sometimes I felt like I was right on the Equal Rights Amendment. But there was things. Thompson was a different kind of a governor. I mean, he didn't have to have all the support of all the Republican representatives or senators. He didn't have to have it, because he had to have the Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan, and he had to have Phil Rock, the Democrat President of the Senate. He had to have them on board. And so with that came a lot of Democrat support for whatever Thompson wanted. But that was the way he had to deal with if he was going to get anything done. And people need to understand that when they think back on Thompson. Some people think, oh, the guy was a left, you know, a moderate Republican, a left-wing Republican. But he had to deal with the people that he had to deal with, who were Democrats to get anything done. And otherwise, he had just been another Bruce Rauner.
And as the Republican Party looks to a rebound in Illinois, do you think there's something we can learn from Jim Thompson?
Yes. That's a good question. The Republican Party in Illinois has been in trouble for probably the last 12, 15 years. And it's been too bad. We've lost, we had governors, we were controlled the Senate, we controlled the House at one point in time. In fact, we had every constitutional officer in Illinois. I think it was not positive, but I think it was a 92 election when Edgar was involved. And anyway, we were really a driving force in Illinois, the party, the Republican Party. And that's not the case now. And that's sad. And that's not healthy for the state to have a one-party rule, and especially if it's dominated by Chicago. I mean, they don't even know, you know, what's happening in Chicago even today is that people just, it's a one-party system, and they don't think they have to answer to anybody. And that's not the way it should be. When you have people that get through the primary that are on the right side and on the left side, it's very difficult to get back to the middle. And that's, I think, what we find today. I mean, I talked to a lot of people in Springfield that were there when I was there, and there still are. And they say things aren't like it used to be, Frank. And I say, well, you know, why is that? And they said, because nobody can compromise. No one can really work with the other side. And that's too bad. That's not a good thing.
The Illinois State Fair, just getting back to the core of Jim Thompson's personality, that seemed to really sum up the way he engaged the public. When I think of Willie Nelson being a regular, and when you went to the state fair, you just felt that this is a state that was proud of itself, and I mean, the fair was just seemed like a larger, greater event, and it really seemed to sum up what Jim Thompson, the campaigner and the office holder dealing with the public, what he was all about.
Well, some people looked at Jim Thompson and what he did as a phony, because he was from Chicago and he's trying to be somebody he's not. You know, but the giant slide at the state fair. Remember, he'd come down that giant on the first day of the fair. I mean, the guy could just be what people, not necessarily what he thought people wanted him to be, but he was comfortable in any environment. Any environment. Willie Nelson. I mean, they drink Jack Daniels after the show was over, or maybe even before. I don't. But he could just meet and talk and be with people, and everybody was at ease around him. He was a special individual, and very rare at all at any level in politics, and one will surely miss in Illinois.
Thanks again for joining us for another edition of Around Montgomery County.